like Randy said, I was getting antsy. Last time I preached was the Sunday before Easter, and I didn't get to preach again until Father's Day. I was antsy. I was ready to preach, so almost every week, I was asking Randy, hey, can I preach? When can I preach?
Don't tell him I told
you. I'm not. But he finally agreed to let me preach. And this morning, I want us to look at a fairly familiar passage. And it's found in Mark chapter 4, and it starts in verse 35. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And the main thing I want you to get out of this morning is that there is no reason to be afraid if Jesus is in the boat. And it reads this. And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with them other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the seas obey him? Facing trials and tribulations is a part of life. And I'm sure y'all can attest to that more than I can. Some trials are big and some are small. It doesn't matter the size of the trial. What matters is who you are facing that trial with. And the best person to face a trial with is God himself. Because he is the one who created everything. He is the one who takes care of everything. And especially when we are his children, he takes care of us. He provides for us. He protects us. He leads us through the tough times just like he leads us through the good times. It's like Randy was just singing. He's the same God on the mountain that he is in the valley. He's the same God that he is in the storm that he is when it's calm. And Hebrews 13:8 actually says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. God never changes. We change our circumstances and our situations. They change all the time. I mean, just look at how things have gone in the world in just this year alone. It's almost as if things have just completely flipped upside down. But the one constant through all this is who God is. And the fact that he has promised us that he will be with us no matter what. He will stay beside us. And that he has already overcome all this. And that he will deliver us. That's the greatest thing about all this. See, it's interesting that when we face these trials, sometimes we go at it as if it's just any other trial. It's like, oh, I've already faced that before. I've already encountered that before. I can handle this. Then we get over our heads. And then we start to panic. But here's the thing. When we face trials in our lives, as children of God, we need to remember this one thing. We are not facing the trial alone. We have the storm caller with us in the boat. In this passage, there's four things that I want us to look at this morning. The first thing I want us to look at is how storms can just show up out of nowhere. And then knowing who to call on makes all the difference. And having faith to know that God will carry you through. And then lastly, trust God always. First one, storms show up out of nowhere. And we see that in these first couple verses. And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitudes, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with them other little ships. Verse 37. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Geographically, looking at where the Sea of Galilee is, it's actually down in the valley. Storms just pop up there out of nowhere. there's multiple times in Scripture that you can see that it would be a clear sky one night or one day, and then just out of nowhere a storm hits. Now, looking at this, a third of the disciples were experienced fishermen. They were fishermen by trade before Jesus even called them. You got to think, they had weathered many storms before. They had encountered many storms on the Sea of Galilee before. So what was different about this storm? Not really sure. But they were terrified. They thought this storm was going to be the one that killed them. And, you know, sometimes it's the same thing for our lives. Storms, trials, tribulations, whatever you want to call them, just come up out of nowhere. Things can be going great. And then just like out of nothing, bam, you get hit with something. What do you do? How do you handle that situation? The best thing that we can do when that situation comes, whether it's a mild storm, whether it's a major storm, or anywhere in between, the best thing we can do is turn it over to God. Put it in God's hands, lay it at His feet, and don't touch it again. That is the best thing that we can do when we are in the storms. Because when we try to face these storms on our own, when we try to handle it by ourselves, we fail miserably every time. That's a great thing. Is God provides a way out in these storms, in these dark times, in these troublesome times, there's always a way out. And that's exactly what the disciples did. They found their way out. They knew exactly who to call. I mean, just look back a little bit. Right before they got in the boat, Jesus had just done some great and wonderful things. He had just taught them some great things. But yet they still didn't really understand who Jesus is, as we see at the end of this passage, but we'll get there in a minute. But they knew who to call on. And in verse 38, we see that. And it says, "And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish?" They were terrified. And yet Jesus was laying asleep in the boat. He was in the back of the boat asleep. And they woke him up saying, "Don't you care that we're fixing to perish?" When we're in these situations, when we're facing these trials, when we're encountering these things, that is the best thing that we can do, is cry out to God right in the middle of it. Cry out to God and say, "Lord, help me. Lord, deliver me." But you know, sometimes that deliverance, that protection doesn't come immediately. But we have to have faith, knowing that God is going to be there with us, that He's going to give us the strength to carry on. The psalmist wrote, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Everywhere throughout Scripture, we see that God takes care of His own. When Joshua took over command of the nation of Israel, the thing that God told him was, "I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be leading you every step of the way. I was with Moses. I led him. I'm going to lead you, and there's not going to be anybody that can stand against you." Having that promise, having that assurance, that gives us the strength to be able to face anything in this world. Big or small. The disciples, they panicked. A lot of times when we face storms, a lot of times when we face these trials, panic and chaos is a natural reaction. I mean, we saw that in this country this year. As soon as Corona hit, there was a lot of panic, there was a lot of chaos, there was a lot of hysteria. We remember that God is the God of all. He is the creator of all things. He is the deliverer. He is the conqueror of all things as well. If we remember that, we have no reason to be afraid. We have no reason to dread. We have no reason to worry. Because God is right there with us. I'm going to try to get to the next thing. Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." With three simple words, he calmed the storm. But you know, that night, it wasn't the storm that woke him up. It wasn't the wind howling. It wasn't the waves crashing into the boat. It wasn't the boat filling up that woke Jesus up. But it was the cry of his child. It was the cry of his disciples. God hears us when we call. God answers when we call. It may not be what we want to hear, but God still answers us when we call. There's a lot of times that when we're in the middle of these storms, we look at it from the perspective that it's smaller than what it actually is, or that it's bigger than what it actually is. But if we can ever take a moment to just stop and realize where we're at and realize what's going on, can overcome it, because we can realize then that God is there with us in the middle of it. That's what David was saying in Psalm 23:4. He wasn't saying that God takes him and carries him to the other side of the valley. He wasn't saying that he picks him up and walks around the valley with him. It said that he goes through the valley with him. When we face these trials, when we face these tribulations, when we are in the middle of these storms, God's right there, wrapping his arms around us, telling us, "I've got you. I've got to protect you." Then Jesus turned and looked at his disciples and asked them two questions. He said, "Why are you so afraid? Where is your faith?" Well, actually, how is it that you have no faith? They lost sight of who Jesus is. How many times when we face these situations do we lose sight of Jesus? Do we lose sight of who he is and what he can do and what he has done? I mean, Jesus conquered the grave, for crying out loud. He can conquer a small storm. Jesus did so many great and wonderful things for you and for me, but yet we think that our problems are so big that he can't handle them. Folks, God is the biggest person, biggest thing, big, so big that we can't even imagine. We can't wrap our minds around how big and how great and how strong God is. He can take the smallest things and make them wonderful. He can take the worst things and make them the purest things. He can take the craziest of storms and make them the calmest of nights. And a lot of times he doesn't even have to say anything, because he's God. He is the master of all things. He has control over everything. When we face these trials, we just need to remember who's in the boat with us. We need to trust God always. We need to know that God is there with us. We need to know that God is delivering us through everything. You know, I think that Jesus calmed the storm. I think that after Jesus calmed the storm, the disciples were more afraid of Jesus than they were of the storm. But it wasn't a, "Oh no, what's he going to do now?" But they were trying to figure out who he was. Because it says, "What manner of man is this that even the wind and the seas obey him?" This is a guy that they've been with for a little bit. And they've seen him do some great things. They've heard him teach some great things. But then they get to this, when their lives are in danger. Like Jesus asks, in their lives. And they're questioning. They try to figure out who Jesus is. But you know, even though they were terrified, they still went to the right source. They still went to the person who can take care of them. When we face these storms, that is the best thing that we can do. Sometimes when we are going through things, we go to the wrong sources. We go to different places other than one source that can fix it. We try to do things on our own. We try to fix it. We try to take care of it by ourselves. We try to sweep it under the rug, so to say. But all that does is create more problems. All that does is make the original problem that much greater. So why not go to the source to begin with? Why not go to the one who can take care of it to begin with? A lot of times it has to deal with one thing. Pride. A lot of times our pride gets in the way and we're like, I can handle this. I don't need any help. But it's just the opposite. When we face these trials, it's not about how much we can endure. But it's where our faith and trust is. And it's the same thing when we're facing these trials or even when we're just having a really good day. Where's our faith and trust during that time? Who are we following? What direction are we going? Are we remembering that Jesus is there with us? John, we have no reason to fear. We have no reason to be afraid. We have no reason to doubt because God is there with us. And I firmly believe that God will deliver us through everything that we face. God has already delivered us through everything that we have already faced in our lives. What's to say that He's not going to continue to carry us on through for the rest of our lives and even on into eternity? Charles Spurgeon said that anything that brings us to our knees, anything that makes us pray, is a blessing. The disciples, they cried out. They turned to God. They looked to the one who could take care of them. And they were delivered. We can have that same assurance. We can have that same peace. We can have that same faith that they had. Granted, it was lacking, but they still went to the right source. All we got to do is we got to trust God, and we got to know that He is the God of all things, that He carries us through, and that He will deliver us. You may be facing a huge storm today. You may be in the middle of a huge ordeal in your lives. God's saying, I'm right here with you. But you know, sadly, if you're here today and you haven't accepted Christ as your Savior, you don't have that assurance. You don't have that peace. But you can. You have that peace by putting your faith and trust in Jesus. Whatever you're facing this morning, you all stand. We're going to have a verse of invitation. Whatever you need to deal with, whatever you need to take care of, this is your opportunity to do so. I don't know your lives. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing. God does. God is saying, give it to me. That's what we say.
Number 252.
Thank you. right about for us not to trust Him. There's no reason for us not to trust Him and to be scared of this life. But there are millions and millions of people out there that are legitimately scared, and they should be. Because the storms of this life, you see, they got in the wrong boat. They got in the boat that did not contain the Master. And so if you're there, either here or beyond the camera right now, and you've gotten in the wrong boat, and the storms hit, and there's no one there to say, "Peace, be still," you can do that today. You can ask Him into your heart, into your life, and I believe the Spirit of God is touching your heart to do just that. So will you do that? As we sing this last part, this last verse of invitation, will you take this moment and respond to the leading of the Holy Spirit in your life and ask Him into your life, heart, and your life? So as we sing,